You were holding Daf Samaches on the Aleph on top. Again, the Teretz was that Mitzor Shloi Hitartoloi Eloi De Kituf Ibzachu. Again, we have a steering of Yehuda that Yehuda in our Mishnah says it was brought to Chachomim that the Chom let them cut down the Chodosh before they brought the Yomer, and they're not afraid to come to eat from it. I, by the Bikas Chomis, it says if Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to make a Bikas Chomis after it becomes as money Isser. After Chatzos and Erev Pesach, he can't make a Bdikas Chametz because we're afraid you may come to eat from it. So what's the theory? So the answer was that Rabbi said that Chodesh is different. That Mitev Shlohi Tartaloi Elo De Kituf, that the only way you're allowed to cut down the barley or the wheat before they brought the Minchas Ayma, the only way you can cut down the Chodesh is with the Chidush, with the Shinui. You have to cut it down with your hands. You're not allowed to use a knife. If so, Zachu, the people will remember that it's still a Nisa Chodesh, and we're not allowed to eat from this crop until they bring the Minchas Ayma. Mashenka, Mabedikas Chametz, there's no Shinuyim there. They were afraid maybe you'll find some Chametz to Shas Bedika, and you may come to eat from it. So Mosu Omalei Abayi says back, Tainach Ktsira, that's very good, Bishas Ktsira. And Echnami, Bishas, you cut down the Chodesh, he's only cut it down with a Shinui. You're not allowed to cut it down with a knife, okay. But Tchina, after you cut down the barley or the wheat, Tchina, then you have to grind it. The Hakoda, you have to sift it. Mike Lemon, what can you say there? Why isn't there a Gzeira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you should not be Isaac in grinding or sifting Chodesh, the new crop that grew that year before they brought the Eimer, since there's an Issim and he rises to eat from it? Why isn't there a Gzeira if you come to sift or grind it, you may come to eat from it? So Moses says, Holy Kasha, that's not a Kasha, the same thing. Tchina, that you're allowed to grind it, I'll tell you, Berechaya Diyoda, it's only a handmill that you could use. You cannot use a regular grinder that's run by water, but rather it has to be run by your hand. You have to move it. So since there's a heker involved, there's a shinui, you'll come to remember that you're not allowed to eat from the Chodesh. And Hakoda, even when you come to sift from it, also, Agade Napa, you're only allowed to use the back of a sieve. You're not allowed to use the sieve itself. It has to be done with a shinui. So since here also you have to do with a shinui, you remember that it's Chodesh and you will not come to eat from it. Now the Gemara is though, but Beis HaShalchin, what are you going to say about if it comes from an irrigated field? Beis HaShalchin is irrigated. You have to water it yourself. Sheba Mokim in the valley, that there you're allowed to cut it down. There's no issa cutting down the Chodesh. You're allowed to cut it down even with a knife. If so, what can you say about that? Why isn't there a Xeron that maybe come to you from it? Again, the Gemara's question, Beis HaShalchin, the Shaya Katsira, by an irrigated field, since by an irrigated field you're not allowed to cut down from there the Omer anyway, it can't be brought from a place that needs irrigation. So that place you're allowed to make a Katsira before the Omer. And so since you're allowed to cut it down with a knife, it's none like we learned. Lema Gemara later it says, Kaitzrin Beis HaShalchin, Shebamokin, you are allowed to cut down the wheat or the barley in the irrigated field. Avoloi Goichin, you should know how to stack it up. Avoloi Goichin. And so, Michael Lemaim, what can you say about there? How come there we say you're allowed to cut it down normally? So, why isn't there the Gzera that maybe you come to eat from it? Rashi says two reasons here. That the reason why you're allowed to cut down from the irrigated field is the Chiv when the Sod the Yavesha, by itself, it's a dried up field. So, if you leave it there too long, it may not grow well. So, if I go to Ibu, you're allowed to cut it down before. Well, since the Eimer does not come from these type of fields, like we'll learn later, therefore there's no Issa Ktsira to cut it down before the Eimer. Therefore, in an irrigated field that like needs water, you're allowed to cut down before the Eimer the regular manner. So, how could you understand the Mishnah that it was done Barot Tekachomim? Weren't you afraid maybe they'll come to eat from it? So, when it says like this, Ela Rad Omer Abaye Abaye says like this, Chodosh Bodil Minei, that Chodesh means a new crop that's grown that year, you're used to knowing that it's also. Like you know you're not allowed to eat Chodesh until the second day of Pesach, until they bring the Minchas Ayma. Before that, you're used to it that there's an Issa Chodesh. Therefore, even though you're working with the crop and getting it ready to be used right after Tezayim and Issin, there's no Gzera though you come to eat from it, because you're used to the Issa. Therefore, Chodesh called Bedilimine. People stay away from it anyway. Mashenken chomitz on Pesach, like you're not used to staying away from it. The whole year, right before that, you're allowed to eat chomitz. So you're used to eating chomitz. So here, Rabbi Yehuda makes it clear, if you come to make a bedikas chomitz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we're afraid that since you're used to eating it the whole time, maybe you continue eating the chomitz. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda makes it clear only on chomitz not to make the bedikah. Tanachanami, on Chodesh, there's no gzera. Omer Rabba says like this, let's see. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. So for Yoni, as the steer so far, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. But Lechur, the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon like Kasha, like why don't you ask a question of the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon over there, Badikas Chametz, do not make any gzera. Then they say you are allowed to make a bedika, and we're not afraid you may come to eat from it. So how come here by the Ksira Saima, by the cutting down the Chodosh, they with Rabbi here, of course the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, he was machli, he made a gzera that you should not be Isaac in the Chodosh before it's mutig, because you may come to eat from it. So it says like this. El Rava Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha Kvashanina. We just answered, you're right. The terrorist Rabbi Yehuda is that by Chodosh it's Bodomunei, and by Chomet it's like Bodomunei. And the Rabbanon of the Rabbanon like Kasha, there's no Kasha in Rabbanon and Rabbanon either. I'll tell you like this. The Rabbanon Svara is that by Chomet we're not afraid you come to eat from it, because who adds my machzer all of the sarfoy, mechal ochemenei. The whole purpose of Bedikas Chomet is that maybe you have Chomet in your Rishus on Pesach, and you're going to burn it. You don't want to be over Lav. You don't want to be over Nisrasei. So therefore, you're going to go to burn it. So therefore, we're not afraid you're going to go to eat it if you're Isaac and burning it. Mashiach going to be here by the Chodesh, you're not Isaac and burning it. Adarabah, you're Isaac and preparing this new wheat that you're going to use right after the Yomer. So we're afraid if you're going to be Isaac with it before they brought the Yomer, you may come to eat from it then. Rav Ashi says, Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. There's no sin on Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you, Kemach Kolitinan. That it says in the Mishnah they prepared. The flour, they prepared it means roasted flour. Now roasted flour is not Roy Lachila. Rashi says, the Ein Ruyin Lachila. Ken Kemach Shlam, it's not like our flour. It's roasted flour. It's in the Siyabish. You can't use it the way it is right now. Therefore, there's no Xer, you may come to from it. But the Gemara says, "Hod Rav Hashi, this Rav Hashi's teretz, Berusi, it's wrong, it's not right. Why? Because Tainach Miklevielach, true, after they roasted the wheat, then it's not edible right now. So true, after it's dried out, you can't eat it yet until you make it into a flour, into a dough. True. But Ad Koli Michael Amema, but before they roasted it, when you cut down the fresh wheat, it's edible then, you could eat the kernels. So why are we afraid, Bishas, they cut down the wheat, maybe they'll come to eat from it. The Chi Tema, maybe you come to him, simply Hochi Namei De Kitov. That means to say that you're only allowed to cut down the Chodosh with the Shinui, with your hands, not with a knife, so you'll come to remember not to eat from it. Well, could the Rabbi, wanted to answer before, but still on that we asked the question, Beis HaShalchan, the Shariah Ketir, Michael Amema, but by an irrigated field that's dried by itself. So from that field you do not bring the Aymer from anyway, so that field there's no issue to cut it down with a knife. Michael Amema, what can you say? Why is the mutter over there? Why isn't the gzera? You may come to eat from it. Elo, what you have to say is, Hod Rav Ashi Berusi. Rav Ashi's aloch is a mistake. And that's not a good teretz. Rather, you have to answer the other trutzim we just got finishing. Now the Mishnah says, Mishakorah Ho'aymer, after the Kahanim brought the Mincha Soymer on the second day of Pesach, Esuta Chodesh Miyad. Right away, you're allowed to eat Chodesh. You're allowed to eat from the new crop that was grown that year. What's going to be the horachikim? The people that are far away from Yerushalayim, they live in Eretz Yisrael. They have Benis Chodesh, so they did not know exactly when the Yomer was brought. Is Mutar Mechatzais Yom Ulahalam? After Chatzais Hayom of the second day of Pesach, they're allowed to eat the Chodesh. They have a right to say that Chazaka for sure. The Kanim already brought the Mincha Seinah by Chatzais Hayom. Now Mishachor Beis Hamikdash. After the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, that now we do not bring the Minchas Omer anymore. The question is now, like Bezman Azer, when is there a head to teach from Chodosh? So Hiskin of Yechonim Ben Zak, of Yechonim Ben Zak, and Takono, we'll see in the Gemara what's real Takono, so the Raisa, we'll see in the Gemara, but it says Loshen of Hiskin, that Shia Yoim Hanef, Kulu Yosa, that the whole 16th day of Nisan, the whole day should be Yosa. It should be Yosa teach from the Chodosh until the next day. So Pashtis is a Mashman, even though Midi Raisa it's Mutter, But midrabbanan, though he made gzeira, na kitho yom hanef, which means the day that usually they would have brought them in chasayimah, but now that they don't have the base of Migdash, that whole day is also. Omri Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says back to Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai, v'aloi min ha-tayru also. It's not only ikhtakonim midrabbanan, it's midiraisa, that this man, we don't have the base of Migdash, so the whole day is also. Shneem and the Pasuk says, ad etzem ha-yayim hazeh, until this day, and he dashens ad v'yad d'chlal, meaning to say, until the end of the 16th day of Nisan, it's also Tit Chodesh. Now the Mishnah explains, Mifnei Mahor Rechoykim Matorah Mechatsasi Yom Al Halon, how come the Mishnah said before that Bezman, they had the Beis HaMikdash, just the people living far away from Yerushalayim, how come they're allowed to eat the Chodesh after Chatsasi Yom? And the answer is, Mifnei Shem Yodim, because they have a right to say for sure, like they know for sure, Shem Bezlam Mitzatzlam Boy, Bezlam is not lazy, they did not take the time, and for sure, by Chatsai Sayyim, the Yom was brought already. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel Diyar Metavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, that Bezman, Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bezman, we had the Beis HaMikdash, Oymer Matir, the Yom is Matir, it means the Shas that brought the Mincha Sayyimar, from then on it's Mutatit Chodesh. But Bezman, Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, like Bezman is there, Heyem Mizrach Matir, as soon as the day break starts, on the 16th day, it's mutter, not like our Mishnah. They hold both it's mutter midiraisa from the beginning of the day. My time, what's the reason? Because trei kroi ksiv, there are two psukim that are says to one another. Ksiv, one postik says, ad yoim haviyachem, until you bring it. Mashma is told you to bring in the yoimer. Or ksiv, another postik says, ad etzem yoimer zeh, until the beginning of this day. And they don't hold from ad viyad bichlal, means until the day, until the beginning of the day. If so, okay, so how does it come out of Tupsokim? Kan Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman, we have the Beis HaMikdash, then there's an Issa Chodesh until they brought the Yomer. But as soon as they brought the Yomer, then it's Mutter. And Kan, the second post, is Mashm Ad. Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh, Kan Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Then it's Mutter Tidit from the beginning of the day. That's the way Rav and Shmuel both darshan. However, Rav Yechon of Resh Lakish Yom HaTavayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokas say that Afilu Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, even when the Beis HaMikdash was here, still Heyem Mizrach Matir. They held no, it's not totally in bringing the Yomer, but rather the beginning of the day, of the 16th day, that's when it's Mutar Tit Chodesh. I will accept the Pasuk says, Ad Haviyechem, until you bring the Yomer, which is Mashma, before you bring the Mincha Sayim Mitzasa. Sumer says that's only the Mitzvah. But Lechatchilu the Mitzvah is supposed to wait Tit Chodesh, until after they brought the Mincha Sayyimah. But really, midiraisa, it's mutatid it right away at the beginning of the day. So Gemara asks, it says in the Mishnah, Mishakara v'oimer, Hutza Chodesh miyad. So the Mishnah's mashma know that it's only mutatid the Chodesh after they brought the Mincha Sayyimah, not before. So again, the Gemara says that's only the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is supposed to wait until they brought the Mincha Sayyimah. But really, midiraisa, it's mutatid right away at the beginning of the day. For the Morai still says, Ha'imer Ho'yamata b'medina, Oshtelechem b'migdish, still brought down, we'll learn, that Ha'imer is mater to eat Chodesh b'medina outside the Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Oshtelechem b'migdish, the first korban of Chodesh that was brought on the Mizbeach was Oshtelechem. So, Luchur, you see also that it's totally in bringing the Ha'imer, before that you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh b'medina. So, Mor again says, no, it's only the mitzvah. The mitzvah is supposed to wait, but l'maisa, if you eat it in the morning, really it's muti midiraisa. It's only l'chatchil that you should wait until they bring them in chasayna. Now the Gemara says, if we had there that, in the mikdash, in the Mishnah says that, mishachorav beis hamikdash, after the beis hamikdash was chorav, then hiskin of Yerchanan ben Zaka, Yerchanan ben Zaka met a takana, which is mashmoni midirabonin, that she, hey, yoy manev kulu yosom, that the whole 16th day, the whole day that there would have been an Omer, you'd bring it today, that whole day should be Yosef Midirat, should be Yosef, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh yet. So Mor says, my timer, what's the reason Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takona? So Mor says, the reason is because Mehera right away, maybe next year like, Yivna Beis HaMikdash, will have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The Yomru, and then the Yidin will say, Ishtakat last year, Mi lo yochalna b'heyer Mizrach, didn't we eat Chodesh from the beginning of the day of the 16th day of Nisan, the beginning of the second day of Pesach, last year we ate Chodesh. So they'll think, Hashtah, this year also, even though we have a Beis HaMikdash this year, they'll still come to think and say, Hashtanami, Nechol, we should also allow to eat Chodosh, the new crop, from the beginning of the day. But V'lo Yadeh, they will not know that really they're not allowed to. Because the Ishtakad last year, Le'yevi Yomer, last year true was Bezman Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, therefore, Heyer Mizrach Matir, that last year, Midiraisa true, the beginning of the day, it's Mutter Tit Chodosh. Without the Beis HaMikdash, Heyer Mizrach, as soon as it starts off the day of the 16th day of Nisan, you're allowed to eat Chodosh. But for Hashtu, this year, the Ika Oimer, that we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Minchas Oimer to be brought, this year, Oimer Matir, we're not allowed to eat it right away in the morning. We have to wait until after the Kohanim first bring the Minchas Oimer. So, therefore, it's exagerated to say that even this year now, Bezman HaChurban, still we should not eat Chodosh the whole day. Though, 16th. Wait till rather the 17th. Now, if you're going to tell me that what even Bezman we have the Beis HaMikdash, it's the mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah that you're not supposed to eat the Chodosh until they bring the Minchas Oimer. But really, really telling me, Midiraisa, even Bezman the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day. If so, why should they make a gzeirah? Misha mitzvah leikim ligzor. So they make a gzeirah because of a lechatchilu deka halacha. You never make such a gzeirah. And what's the gzeirah? Not eat this year, the whole day, because maybe next year when they have the Beis HaMikdash, they'll make a mistake and they'll eat it before they bring the Minchas Oimer. But so what? Even if they eat before they bring the Minchas Oimer, you're telling me you're allowed to eat. It's only lechatchilu that you're supposed to wait until after the Minchas Oimer. Because someone is going to be over in Israel Lechatchila, we don't make any Xeris Midrabanan. So, Vad, it's mashma that Midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat from the Chodosh until after we bring the Mincha Soima. So, Mor says true. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Yechon ben Zakkai, Beshitas Rav Yehuda Omra. I'll tell you that Rav Yechon ben Zakkai really holds this Midiraisa. And he holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yoma that he says, Min HaTorah also, that Midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh the whole 16th day. Shneem, because the Pasuk says, Ad etzem ayoyim azeh, where we darshin ad itzum ha-shoyim. You have to wait until the ikar of this day. But he also holds the ksover ad v'yad v'chlal, meaning to say, this man, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, when there's no oimer to be matir the Chodosh, then you have to wait till atzum ha-yv ad v'yad v'chlal, till after this day, till after this special day Pesach goes away. After the 16th of Nisan goes, then you're allowed to eat Chodesh. So Yochanan ben Zakkai did not mean to say it's a Rabbanan, it's not a Takonah, but rather that's the Pshat in Midiraisa. So more is the question, Umisovel HaKavos, is it true that Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like a Yehuda for Niflag Pligulei? I, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says that Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, it says now Loshanov, his skin Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, Sheyayim Hanoif Kula Yosa, that the whole 16th day of Nisan should be Yosa. But Smash McClure, it's only Yosa Midrabanan. It's a Takono. It says his skin Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, made a Takono. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Midiraisa. Another Rabban, this Gufo, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, V'haloi Minatayru Yosa. It's not only a Midrabanan Dikalocha, it's Midiraisa. That is man churban, you cannot eat Chodesh the whole 16th day. There's still, because the Pasuk says, Ad etzem ayayim azeh, until this day. And if you don't, Ad v'yad v'chlal. So I call upon you to see clearly now, Mishnah, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself holds this Midiraisa? And when the Mishnah is mashma clearly, it's a machlokes, and his lashon of hiskin, mashma soni midirabonin, it's not Midiraisa. So the more answers and says, I'll tell you, Reb Yehuda made a mistake in the Mishnah. What is the pshat in Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai? Who saw Reb Yehuda held that Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai made the Rabbanon Kamar? He thought that Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai only made a takona, that's only made the Rabbanon, that he can't eat the 16th day Chodosh, this man, there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's what Reb Yehuda held. And therefore, Reb Yehuda asked the kasher about Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's not made the Rabbanon, it's made the Raisa. But really, the truth is, Beloyi, it's not true. Midiraisa Kama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also meant to say it's Midiraisa, that Bizman Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, you can't eat the whole 16th day. I, for Hiskin Katoni, says, so what's the Lashon? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Hiskin, Mashmatoni, Takon, Natoni, Midirabonin. So when it says my hiskin, it means Dorish Hiskin. He went out to make a drush and he was misakin, and that's beyond the Pasuk. Mamash like Rabbi Yehuda holds. So when the Pasuk says Ad Etzem Ayoy Mezeh, it means Ad V'yad Bechlal. So comes out in the Chnami, according to Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka, the Yemes says he owns Takas Midi Raisa. That you're not allowed to eat Chodosh the whole 16th day of Nisan. Bizman Churban Abayis. So therefore it's good that Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka means it's Midi Raisa, and therefore there's no kasha to say, we said the Shit before, that Bizman we had a base of Midish, it could be that really you're allowed to eat Chodosh from the beginning of the day. It's only the mitzvah you're supposed to wait until the mincha seimer. There's no kasha now in saying that shita. Rav Popov, Rav Hunabred, Rav Yeshua, Achli Chodosh, Biurta, the Shisasur, Nagi Shifsa. They would start to eat Chodosh on the night of the 16th day, which is the beginning of the 17th day. Why? Because Kesavra, they hold Chodosh b'chutzalorot to Rabbanon. They were living in Chutzalorot, and they held the Issa not to eat Chodesh, the new crop, before the second day of Pesach, was only Yosem the Rabbanon. Therefore, the Sveik Aloy Cheshinim, they were not afraid to say, like, maybe it's not the 16th, maybe it's only the 15th, and you have to wait another day. They were not afraid of this. Since it's only Issa the Rabbanon, it's not Issa the Rabbanon, they weren't Cheshish. Therefore, at the end of the 16th day, they ate the Chodesh, going into the beginning of the 17th night. And this halacha where the Chodesh and Chutzlot is only Yosem and the Rabbanim, the Midi Raisa, that's a machlokes really tanoim in Masech the Kedushin. So they held at that time of the hold, it's only Yosem and the Rabbanim. Therefore, for Sveika, they were not Chashinim. But the Rabbanim, the Ravashi, the Rabbanim, the Ravashi, Achlo, Betzafro, the Shivsa. They first ate the Chodesh in the 17th morning. They did not eat on the 16th day, but they waited until the 17th day of Nisan. Why Kesavri, they held that Chodesh b'chutzlots v'yiraisa. That Chodesh b'chutzlots is also midiraisa. Therefore, chutzlot, you have to be choshev for sveika d'yayma. So you can't eat it until the first day of Chol HaMoed. Not enough the second day of Pesach. You have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed al sveika d'yayma. So they did not eat it the 16th day, because maybe the 16th is not the 6th, it's only the 15th. So they wait until the 17th in the morning. And then they first ate from it. For Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and they also held that for Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai mid Rabbanan Kamar. They also held that the Pshat from Yechon ben Zakkai, he says, is on Churban Abayis. Those 16 days also, it's not really Yosem mid Yiraisa. They although it's only Yosem mid Rabbanan. And therefore, the Chitokin lay, the Chitokin liyam hanayf. But the Sveika loy tikkun, he only made a tikkun on the 16th. But on the 17th day, he did not make any takona. So therefore, even though it's a Sveika the Yoyma, but on the second day, the 17th day of Nisan, for sure you'll not eat it in the beginning of the morning. That's why they waited till the 17th of Nisan in the morning, and then they ate it. Omer Ravina says that Omer Liayim, my mother told me, Omer Liayim of Ovuch, that the mother of your father told me, let do I have a ocho chodosh el be'urta de shivsa, nagitim nisa. No, they did not eat chodosh until the night of the 17th day, going into the 18th day. Means even the 17th day of Nisan, they did not eat Chodesh the whole day. Why not? Because Savra like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Yom HaNoif is also after Churban Abayis, the whole day is also Midiraisa. And therefore, they also held Vaisos that Chodesh is also Midiraisa in Chutzlorz. And therefore, V'chayish L'Sveika, you have to be Chayish for Sveika the Yoma. You have to be afraid that maybe really the 17th day of Nisan is really only the 16th day. And the 16th day of Nisan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also Midiraisa. Eat Chodesh the whole day. So therefore, now in Chutzlos, they have to be Machmir, not eat Chodesh the whole 17th day. So they first ate it after the 17th day by night, going into the 18th day. That's when they first ate Chodesh. So, kids, this is telling the Machlokes where the Chodesh is Manazen Chutzlos is also Midi Raisa or only Yosem Midi Rabbanon. The one that started to say it's only Yosem Midi Rabbanon, the Rakubus has said that the Rabbanon, or Kashrukun says, the Rabbanon only made Yisra Chodesh. The lands right around Eretz Yisrael, but not like here in America, there would not be any Yisra Chodesh altogether. And Echadam, if you hold Chodesh Zosim in the Raisa, in Chutzlar, so it's a big shalom, as man is there today, how would they matter that people are not so makbid upon Chodesh, that people eat the spring flower, even though it's first planted after Pesach, and it's picked before the next Pesach. So how do you eat it? So there used to be, the heter used to be a Sveika. There used to be a lot of last year's crop still left over. So even if the farmers mixed in a little bit of this year's crop, it was zecher b'tel b'rois. But in the last few years, they said there's not so much extra crop left over from last year. Therefore, there are more people now that are machmir in chodesh, even here in America. But l'maisa, there's still the matirim, the people that are still not there. Either they hold the mikra adin in chutz l'aretz, chodesh is only midrabanan, and the gzera does not apply to America, only the lands near Eretz Yisrael. Or even if the chodesh is also midraisa, the same with even b'zman is there also to svaik involved. That it could be there's still plenty of crop left over from last year, and even if they use a little bit of this year's crop, they mix it in together. So therefore, there are people that are matir chodesh now. And again, the chodesh would apply to any one of the five grains that's planted after the second day of Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'omer, ha'yamate b'medinom. The Omer, when it was on the second day of Pesach, when they brought the Minchas Omer, there was not everybody to eat chodesh b'medina, means outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to eat flour, wheat, barley, all the type of grains, the new grains you're allowed to start eating now. Hushteh halechem b'mikdash. But on the Mizbeach itself, they did not bring any chodesh on the Mizbeach. The first, like wheat, that was brought from the new crop on the Mizbeach was the Shteh Lechem. That wasn't on Mizbeach either, but after they brought the Shteh Lechem on Shavuos, then you were able to bring Menachos from chodesh on the Beis HaMikdash. There ain't Mevi'im Menachos or Bikurim or Minchas Tehema Koidim Loimer. Before they brought the Omer, they did not bring Menachos or Bikurim, means from the new crop, the new wheat, they did not bring any Menachos Tam Mincha, or they did not bring Bikurim, or even the Minchas Tehema. When they brought a Korbin, the Mincha, the Korbin with the Tehema, did not bring that new wheat on to bring for a Mincha before they brought Tehema. Lefnei HaKrava Tehema. V'yim Hevi Posel. And if you brought it before they were Mark of the Yomer, then it's Posel. Because before you bring the Yomer, it's like it's not Mutter for Yisrael to eat it. It's also to eat it, so therefore you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. But after they brought the Yomer, even though Lechatchila you're supposed to wait until they bring the Shteh Lechem and Shavuos, but the other, if you brought it after the Yomer, then the Mincha was kosher. Now that's what the Mishnah ends off. Koidum Shteh Lechem, but before Shavuos, before they brought the Shteh Lechem, Le'yavi. Lechatchila you're not supposed to bring any wheat, any chodosh, on the Mizbeach. But if you may be kosher, but the other though, it's brought after they brought the Mincha Yomer, since then the Medina, the wheat is mutter, who had been b'diavad is brought on the Mizbeach, also with kosher. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Tarfon, and Tarfon sat down. He had a question like this. Ma ben koidim loimer l'koidim shteh lechem. What's the difference between if they brought his minchas bikurim, his other menachis, before the yomer, or if they brought it before the shteh lechem? Is omel afon of Yud ben Nechemyo loyim omar te koidim loimer. You know why the Mishnah says that these menachas are brought from chodesh before the Yomer was brought, that it's possible shekein lehuta meklolo beitzel hedyit, that it's even also for hedyit eat is the nisa chodesh upon it, therefore cannot be brought for mincha. But Tiyama, you want to tell me koidim l'shteh lechem, that if it's brought after Pesach, before Shavuos, before the shteh lechem, you know why it's mut, you know why it's kosher there, shuta meklolo beitzel hedyit, because I call upon him the isa chodesh went off it, the hedyit's allowed to eat it. Therefore, but the evidence, if you put it on the Mizbeach, also is kosher. So, Shosak Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon kept quiet, like Rav Yehuda Nechemya, he answered very good. So, Tzavu Potter Shav Yehuda Ben Nechemya. His face like lit up, shined up. Rashi says, Kosomach, he was so happy, like that he answered good. Like that he outwarned Rav Tarfon. Is Omoloi Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said, Yehuda, Omoloi Rav Akiva, Yehuda, Tzavu Ponecho, like, are you so happy that you're able to answer the Zokin? No, it's like you embarrassed the Zokin, you embarrassed Rav Tarfon. I wonder if you'll have a long life or not. So Mer says, the Meister was at Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yeloi. I see a parak at this time when Rav Yehuda ben Achemi answered Rav Tarfon, it was Preis HaPesach, like half time before the preparation of Pesach, meaning it was 2 weeks before Pesach. And Kishalisi Latferis, when I came up for Shavuos to that place, Shalti Akrava, yes, about Rav Yehuda ben Achmeni, Heichenu, where is he? The Yomulu, he said to me, Nifter, he was Nifter already, all the way he went. The Kitzu was Mekai, in the words of Rabbi Kiva, that he was Nifter. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, The Divrei Yehuda ben Nechemya, according to his words that he said the Hezba, why before the Yom Ritzpasol Nechosim Bikurim Shekrivim Koyd Loimer Ksherim, means to say if you bring the Sochim, the new crop, the new wine, if you bring it before the Yom, it also be kosher, because there's no Yisachadish upon wine. But since it's mutatit, therefore it's also kosher. So the Gemara says, treat, of course. But there's no matter, I remember what I thought to say. This is a cloud. The gate is no special heter, but avadrit smutir, because there's never also. So I would have thought that's the only way it's a special heter. Here there's no special heter, maybe no. Kamashma no, that koshchein, since the maestro was never also, there's never an issa to drink wine. There's no issa chodesh upon yayin, only upon the hay minim. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rami Bachomo, what's going to be shtei halechem? Mashi atirish like yisidrin. Can the shtei halechem be brought if it's not in the right order? What does that mean to say, hekadam, what's not the right order? To go into zarinu beinoim l'shtei halechem. That you first planted this wheat after Pesach, before Shavuos, before the time of shtei halechem. The cholofalai shtei halechem, it passed by Shavuos, v'yomer, and it passed by the next Pesach, and now you want to use it for the next shtei halechem. Mai. Kesidron Sharian Shlake Kesidron Le Sharian Adilma Le Kesidron Ami Sharian won't be the halacha. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. This lefted boy, we'll start over again on the next tape. We'll stop here.